now. We'll talk about online dating. Dating apps this month will be the highest rate of people using the sites, apparently, with 11.4 million more messages being sent globally from the 1st of January to Valentine's Day. I guess this is a lot of it down to, I suppose, it's a new year, a fresh start, maybe. I don't know if the pressure of Valentine's Day makes any difference to people. But 39% of people on dating apps have admitted that they've ended up in marriage or serious relationships in the past 2 years. So they work for a lot of people. So you currently using an app? Did you find love online? And can you really make meaningful connections on them? 03700 100 110. Sally Baker is a therapist and an expert in trauma and relationships. Hello there, Sally.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Not at all. Thanks for being here. I think that the view of online dating has shifted, hasn't it, significantly over the past few years. Used to be a bit of a joke where people used to sometimes be a little bit ashamed of using these apps and websites.
Yeah. But now, so normal. It used to be that we would meet people at work or on the dance floor, but now we meet people online. That's how it works out for so many couples.
What's changed? Have people changed? The world has changed, I suppose. The apps haven't changed.
They've changed everything. The COVID and the pandemic changed everything. We got into a thing called slow dating, where we took our time online and chatted to lots of different people. It's just become very normalised now, and there are enough success stories, including my own, my son's, even my parents back in the day when it was only pen pals. But we're all success stories from the social media of the day.
What's your story then?
I met my husband through the Guardian Soulmates, which was a little classified text in the Guardian Saturday edition in the year 2000. And we've been married for 14 years and we've been together for 23.
Great, because of all of those, actually, the Guardian are kind enough occasionally. I think it's weekly, isn't it? To let us know how couples are getting on, aren't they?
It doesn't exist anymore, but they used to do that. Yeah. And I kept meaning to say, put my hand up and say, we're a success story. And I'm kind of missed for my older clients. Every different platform suits different people. And The Guardian really suited me. Radio fan, country walks, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That Guardian readership. And I was very happy to meet my husband through it.
And I mentioned earlier, I was talking to Wynne, friends of mine met on Tinder, they got married. Yeah. And I know they were both hoping nobody would mention Tinder through the course of the wedding. But of course everyone did. It was all a bit of a joke. But even Tinder these days carries no stigma, does it?
No stigma. Tinder had a reputation of being a bit of a hookup kind of platform. My son and his wife met on Tinder. They've been married for 8 years now. They've known each other for 10 years. And they've got a 2.5-year-old. They're another really solid success story. They would not have met had it not been for social media and Tinder.
And I suppose, because there is so much more now in the market, that if you are looking for short-term arrangements, that there are other places you can do that now. I suppose that, that there is now choice, isn't there? If you do your research, you probably know which app, which website is going to give you what you're looking for.
There's over 200, maybe even 300 different dating sites worldwide now. And you can niche down to a religion, to a set of beliefs, to, you know, whether you're tall, whether you're short, anything. It's all niched down now. It's not one great morass where you don't know who you're mixing with. But the thing that really makes it successful for people is to have clarity in what they're looking for. They've got to know what they want. And so it's going to take some time to find out yourself what you want before you go on the platforms.
And how soon can you trust somebody? Because we see all of these stories all the time, don't we, about people being conned, about people not being who they seem to be. Trust is an important thing in building a relationship, Sally.
Trust is a massive issue, and we've had so many horror stories, and Netflix have made whole movies about some of those scams, which were very involved. Intuitively, I think we kind of know when something's working out for us or not right for us. And we need to listen to our gut reaction. We need to really, really believe when we have a kind of inkling that something's not right. We can't just be optimistic that they're going to be different with us or they're going to change their ways for us. We have to listen to what people tell us and we have to believe them. And if it doesn't suit us, we have to cut contact.
And so, as you say, the advice is to be clear about what you're looking for And respect to everybody else who's on there, use a current photograph.
Yes.
Yeah, the number of people who say that. I'd met it's somebody true. And yeah.
A whole protocol around photographs. Some platforms are very strict. I had a woman friend and she put her legs over the side of the chair, not, you know, away from the camera, but over the side of the chair. The platform demanded that both feet were on the ground. There's some strange arcane rules around photographs. But a selection of photographs, some when you're solo, some when you're with friends, not always when you're wearing a hat, if you're losing your hair, because that's called hat fishing, because you're hiding the fact you're losing your hair. You know, just be honest. Just be honest and authentic and real, and you've every opportunity to meet a good person. There are as many good men out there as there are good women looking for a partner.
Sally, thank you so much. And Sally Baker, therapist, expert in trauma and relationships, 03700 100 110. Then if you found love online...
Twin sisters.